First of all, real excited about a win tonight. The game, the way it started, our fans were electric, really got in the game, helped us. Our special teams and our defense gave the offense some short fields, and they capitalized with some touchdowns and really gave us some momentum there. Overall, I'm just real proud of our team. We had a big emotional win last week on the road, and it would have been real easy to let up. It would have been real easy to look forward to maybe the next game, and our guys didn't do that. And they played their best football game as a team to date tonight. Now we still got things to improve on, and we put the ball. We had three turnovers, on offense. That's completely unacceptable, has to get corrected. But overall, really good team win. I'm excited about where we're going. Obviously, we have a big-time opponent on the road next week, but we're 5-0, and it looks to me like we got through that game, fairly healthy too. So a lot of good things, and some things that we still have some areas to improve on, which is really important. And like I said, the teams that have a chance to improve, each game throughout the year have a chance to be there at the end, and at least we're improving right now. But we do have things we got to work on. Questions?
Bo certainly didn't look like a guy playing his fifth college game. I mean, what's the difference tonight with him?
I think you see him every game, and every snap he feels a little more comfortable. And the game gets slower. And, he really was accurate with his throws, made some very good throws on intermediate routes, and made some really good throws on some deep balls. And short game too, hit a couple slants there I thought was good. He hurt him with his feet, and any time that the quarterback can hurt you with the feet and throw like he did tonight, that's a good thing.
Did you see that kind of in practice, just how he maybe carried himself?
Yeah, I mean, really, to be honest with you, the way he's carried himself in practice, it's been that same, every week. It's just a matter of he's got to get out there. And when you get out there, that's when you learn. I mean, practice, but – so the good thing is things are starting to slow down. I mean, he still needs – there's certain things he needs to work on and all that. But every game it looks to me like he is getting more comfortable.
Because he's having hit the same receivers, his top guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably the number one thing, that he has the same receivers. They're actually healthy in practice, and we can get some timing. And so hopefully that'll continue, and I think that'll be a huge factor. So in his defense, we hadn't had the whole lot of that up until this past week.
Can you talk about the job you guys did on Highland Hill? Stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a load. He's an explosive guy. Defense did another outstanding job. And we were able to play our, twos and threes in late third quarter and fourth quarter too, which, is pretty unique, for a league game. And they're a solid team. I mean, I'm impressed with them. And the thing about it, every time we play those guys, I mean, it's a physical deal. Last year, they out-physicaled us. They whipped us. Well, this year, we flipped the switch on it, and we won both lines of scrimmage.
If you could talk about Tut, especially the game giving you a short field in that first play.
Yeah, and he did a great job. He broke a couple tackles, too, and he's got more confidence, and he'll return one before the season's out, and he was close tonight.
With 45 rushing attempts, did you come into the game trying to establish that physicality early on?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we're a run play-action team, we need to run the football to be successful. And so, really, that's our mindset in every game. And, you get in a game and, what they're giving you dictates kind of what you call. But, you've got to be able to run the football successfully in this league to be there at the end.
Outside of Seth's fumble there in the first half, when you scored a touchdown on 6 or 7 drives there, could you have scripted that any?
No, I don't think so. No, I'd have scripted exactly like that without the fumble. That's what I'd have done, and we'd have scored again. So if we hadn't fumbled, we may have done that.
Gus, what did you see on tape this week to start doing those jet sweeps on the boundary with shorts that work so well?
Well, that's something that we had a big play on them last year, okay, and Schwartz went for about 30, and, we felt like it would be a similar look, and we felt like there was a couple opportunities, and, we got down inside, I guess, the 12-yard line or something, and we felt like that it was going to be kind of a quarters instead of a two trap, and we had a chance to crack and kick out, and so we were just kind of waiting to that moment, and we got the right moment, and they executed it well.
You feel like he's got his feet underneath him now?
He does. I don't know if he's like 100% speed, but his 80% or 90% is faster than I've seen. So if he gets any faster than he is now, that's going to be really fun.
Coach, the next one's always big, but this October stretch is critical for this team and where you guys are at heading into and not being at home over the next month.
Yeah, you're right. Now that this game's over, I can kind of start thinking we don't have another home game until November. I mean, wow, how about that one? That's a schedule. But really, to be honest with you, we're going to worry about Florida, and we'll figure out. And I don't know who we're playing after that. I think we got a bye week, but we're going to worry about Florida, and that's it. And that sounds simple, but that's it.
You talked about Seth. What have you seen, especially coming back last week, playing, and then tonight, the game he had?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Seth's a tough guy. You know, he came back 2 weeks after a shoulder deal and kind of dinged it up in Texas A&M, and he played tonight and made play after play and played really well. He's an impact player, and he's a guy that you have to know where he's at and all that.
You mentioned the defense and special teams. Just what kind of boost did that give the offense with three and out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's momentum. You know, our special teams, our crowd. Don't forget the crowd. I mean, they were rocking that place. You know, that was rocking. We got them backed up, and we got a big punt return, and we scored on the first play. You know, when you score on the first play, things are usually pretty good. And then we were able to have two more short fields. I think we scored 21-0 before you looked up, and you know, and that's a good feeling, especially at home when your crowd's rocking.
Did you say anything to keep them focused jumping out to such
a... No, I really didn't have to. I mean, we got a veteran group, and they kind of know, and we have a lot of respect for Mississippi State. I mean, that coach is a great coach, and they got some really good players too. So we beat a good team pretty good tonight.
What did you think of Zuby in the first half there? Three touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job, and, you know, we try to give other people the ball too. Y'all saw running backs. I mean, we're trying to – I'm glad DJ Williams got a chance, and you saw he's got something to him now. And so, you know, we tried to let some other running backs touch it, and we understand the long haul journey and the volume of hits and everything that goes with it, you know, with running backs.
How would you grade the offense through five games this year?
We still got work to do. I mean, we played pretty good tonight, but we still got work to do. Like I told y'all a couple of weeks ago, I think we're capable of being a good offense. You know, we just got to protect the football. We got to get better at stopping the self-inflicted wounds. You know, and so we'll see how many there were, you know, tonight. But, you know, it's tonight we played well. We've got to protect the football. The three turnovers is what's on my mind.
How much growth have you seen from that offensive line these last few?
Oh, yeah, they're getting better. And like I said, if we mix up the gap game with the zone game and able to throw it, I mean, that helps everybody.
The two delay game penalties, yeah, I know you mentioned it early, but the place was rocking. But
yeah.
I know after that second delay game, It felt like it was shaking out there.
It was. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it was, you know, it's an SEC first home game, and our crowd's the best. They know how to do it, you know, and it'd be a tough place to come in here and play.
Guys, were you surprised they started Tommy Stevens? Or were you prepared for that?
Yeah, we really thought they'd play both of them, and they did. We expected that.
Is there a correlation between Bo keeping the ball more in the last three games or so to speak, where they're not having a key just on the running backs?
You got it. That opens up everything. When your quarterback makes plays with his feet, it opens up everything inside, passing game, all the above. And he made some good decisions. And, you know, he's starting to feel more comfortable every time out. He's seen a lot of different looks. And he's learning as he goes. And the thing I like about him is when he makes a mistake, he usually doesn't make the same mistake twice.
You have any early thought on Florida, Coach?
No, I really don't. I'm going to enjoy this one, and then I'll have an iPad, and I'll start taking a look. I know they're a good team, and I know that, you know, we're playing at their place, and I've never coached there. I've heard it's a tough environment, and you know, it'll be a good one.
At the end of Boobie's touchdown on that first play, he kind of slid into the Mississippi State mascot. You ever seen anything like that before?
You're telling me something. I didn't know that.
Saw a little bit of Joey Gatewood at the end of the game. How important is it that when he gets in the game, he gets those reps knowing that?
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. It's real important. That's why we try to throw the ball some, too, you know, and let him play quarterback. I mean, he's a good quarterback in his own right, and just want to make sure that he got, you know, the reps in there. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in him.
Sal, just talk about the way the offense played today, especially, you know, quarterback Will Nix.
It was a good overall win. I mean, I think all phases, offense, defense, special teams all played well. Specifically offense, I guess all cylinders were really hitting tonight from the gate. You know, our run game started it, and that's where it's got to start to open up everything else. I feel like everything we talked about throughout the week, just the game plan, whatever, we just really executed to the best of our abilities, except for, like, the turnovers and stuff. We got to clean that up, of course. You can't be doing that, but overall, I thought it was a solid one.
What's been different for this offense last week? So obviously, last week got out to a pretty strong start today.
Honestly, it's just – it goes back to, like, the small things. I mean, like, you can't really tell, but it's, like, it's these little details in each play that, you know, if throughout the week we work on, well, of course, we're going to see that tomorrow in the film, but you see the little mistakes and you got to correct them. And then it's just the small things. The small things make the plays go. And, you know, I thought we just had a real, real strong week of practice. Everybody's very attentive to detail, and it paid off today.
It's one of those things, the blocking by the receivers here these last few weeks, because I know you cleared the way for one touchdown, and, you know, Spencer Knight, I know he's not a receiver, but he was playing on the road quite a bit.
I mean, they just made an emphasis from that since fall camp. I mean, Oregon game kind of, it was just eye-opening, just the stuff that, you know, we just weren't as physical as we needed to be and, you know, we could be. But, I mean, as weeks went on, like, that's just always been an emphasis. You know, that's, we work on it every day, you know, and it just, it really is just a mindset when it comes to blocking. It's just physicality, just being able to just go out there and just say, you go do the job and get it done. Because you can teach a little bit of technique, but at the end of the day, if you want to get it done, you should get it done. So, yeah, I think we keep improving on that, and it's only going to help us down the road.
How big is it when, you know, you guys get on the field, first play of the game, and Boomy takes to the house?
Hey, I mean, it's just... it's confidence, to be honest. You know, that really just opens up the gate and, you know, just gives everyone just confidence that it's going to be a good one.
What do you guys take away from this performance tonight heading into the game against Florida?
I think what we really take away is the turnovers. I mean, we take away that, you know, we got to clean up those things, because when it comes down to playing these better teams, we can't afford to turn the ball over. And we fumbled the ball, I don't know how many times, I think like four times. Yeah, see, that's when we're and we all know that. We work on ball security every day, so I think it's just, there were some good things for sure, but I feel like as a team, we know that we can't just, you know, have our heads up about this one. There's more games on the road.
Where's the confidence at with the balance attack that you showed today going into the
Yeah, I mean, it just shows, honestly, it shows that we can hit on all cylinders. And, you know, you can't run the ball without passing the ball, you can't pass the ball without running the ball. You got to have an equal balance threat. But, you know, we're known for running the ball, and we're going to run the ball. That's a fact. But at the same time, you know, we show that as receivers, as an offense in general, we could go out there and make plays. So that just opens up everything else, kind of just spreads defenses out. You can't really horn in on the run, so it just helps improve.
You guys, you know, confidence and momentum heading into a, you know, a huge matchup against Florida?
I mean, it's pretty big. You know, we take one game at a time, but this win versus Mississippi State, pretty huge. You know, our coach asked us to do it, came out, executed the call, play hard.
What do you have to say about the way, you know, the defense came out and played today?
I mean, we had that bad feeling from last year, and we ain't like it, you know what I'm saying? We came in this week with a chip on our shoulder, and we refused to let the quarterback run, and we played, got our cleats set, and we played ball and did what Coach asked us to do.
Dan, y'all pleased how you were able to shut down Colin Hill? Was that a big part of y'all playing coming in?
I mean, yeah, it was. Just stopped the run, and we did we got our cleats set, we played ball, played fast, had a super game plan.
Can you describe what it's like to go up against a runner like him?
I mean, he's probably one of the best backs in the SEC, but be able to keep him under 50 yards, that's pretty big, and that's a tip off to all the players on defense, so that's pretty good.
Can you describe him, like, his style of running, what it takes to
defend that? I mean, he's a complete running back, so, I mean, we all ran to the ball, we game tackle, and we, you know, and play with good effort, so that's how we stopped that for real.
Normally you don't want to face pass penalty, but that one worked out pretty well.
I mean, yeah. I was just trying to get him down. I mean, wish I could have went lower, but then I had to make the play.
You guys talked about the crowd helping you guys on defense. Did you think that too, with how loud they were? They were having problems here.
Yeah, we knew coming in that our SEC Open, we were going to have a big crowd, and we were going to have a momentum. So our crowd, you know, we had the best fans in the world. So, I mean, it was good to have them on our side. So that was pretty good.
Last year, they just sort of how physical you guys over there. Does it feel good to reverse it?
I mean, payback is good, man. It feels good just to come on that field. Knowing we had that same feeling we had last year, because we feel like as a defense we lost that game last year. But to come back and regroup and do what we did, man, that's pretty big going forward as a team.
I think it's your first 5-0 start in 5 years. What does that mean to you guys?
I mean, that's pretty big, but on to the next, you know what I'm saying, one game at a time. So we be where our feet at, so, you know, just take one game at a time.
On to the next is next Saturday in Gainesville.
Yeah, I mean, we got a game plan tomorrow. Right now, we're just going to enjoy this win for 24 hours. So, I mean, well, you know, coach is going to have for us. We're going to get ready to soak in the information.
You're pretty pleased, though, with where this team's at right now?
I mean, yeah. You know, we don't want to get complacent. You know, lots of success and let any small things come in. So, we're just going to keep building my momentum and playing as a team.
Todd,
talking to some of your teammates on defense the last few weeks, they talked about coming out and starting strong early. You guys got 2-3 and outs to start it and kind of helped the ball get rolling for the offense. How big do you think that kind of start was for you guys?
Coach Steele always preached third downs. We got to get off the field. So us getting I think we had a good third down efficiency. So us getting off the field fast, I mean, they helped our offense to keep rolling.
How important is it that you guys had a bunch of guys to touch the ball as receivers and running backs? Bo had a big day. Just to do a little bit of everything really, really well in this one.
Yeah, it's important. It's like that we can spread the ball out. It's not one guy getting all the touches. It's not one running back. Like running the ball, like we are spread offense, and that's what we play fast, get everybody the ball, and make plays.
How about you with 8 catches tonight to have that big of an impact in this game?
I was good. You never know when it's your time, and when it's your time, you just got to make plays, and it was my time tonight, and that's what I did.
Gus said he thinks this offense can still get better. How do you get better from 56 points?
Oh, definitely. We definitely not at our full stage yet. We got a lot of things to work on. We got to work on self-inflicted wounds. You can see that tonight. We had a lot of fumbles, but like we got a lot to work on. We haven't reached a peak yet. We always going to get better every week.
Coach mentioned this is the first time, I guess, the last week or so that Bo's had all his receivers healthy and out there. What do you think that means to him in the offense?
It's great. He know he got reliable receivers out there that he can trust to get the ball to what we've been working on all summer. So, like, he's going to be comfortable back there. You can see how comfortable he is in the pocket now with the O-line, and they blocking everything up. So, that's great.
You think he took a big step in his development tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I heard about it. I didn't see about it, but they said he stayed in the pocket and took a hit when he released one, so that's good to know a freshman stay in the pocket and can take a hit and throw the ball. That's good. He getting his confidence up.
He'd been missing a lot of those deep balls, and he hit quite a few of them tonight. You guys knew it was kind of coming for him, right?
Yeah, it takes a little while to get on time with deep balls. We're working on their practice, and you can see it clicking now, so we're going to be good with that.
For you, what have these last 2 weeks meant after coming back? Shoulder, not sure if you were going to play last week, just to play through and not be 100%, but yeah, to go out there and to deliver.
I feel great just to be out there. Yeah, dealing with the football, you're not going to never be 100% after the first game or after the fall camp. But just knowing you can go out there and play and just be effective still is great.
You've been known as the one-on-one guy, but you show a little catch and run. Is that fun to show that you're a little bit more than just catching?
Yeah, I had to get back there. I was like, dang, I haven't did a catch and run since, high school. So once I did it today, I was like, in my head, I knew. I was like, yeah, I got to catch the ball and run. So I caught it and I ran. I was like, yeah, that feels good. So I'm going to start doing that some more.
Did you see Booby crashing into their mascot on his first touchdown?
Oh, yeah, I seen that. I thought the dog was finna bite him. I seen it. He hit the dog. I said, oh, snap. I ran over there. I finna square up with the dog. It was all good.
Did Booby say anything after that?
No, I don't think he knew. But I seen the dog. He hit the dog, and the dog looked back at him. So I was like, oh, snap.
What's it mean just to have a game like that where it kind of all comes together?
It's great. About 500 yards on offense, almost 600 yards on offense, that everything clicking, and we can just complete passes, and they can't stop the run game. It's a good feeling.
Is that the offense that you knew you guys could be?
Yeah, definitely. In the summer, we always talked about it, and now it's time to prove it.
What's changed as opposed to the early parts of the season where, you kind of were put in a hole early on?
I mean, Coach Taylor gave us a challenge to be a dominant defense. So, I mean, within that, you got to be able to improve every week.
You feel pretty good about where you guys are at 5-0 for the first time in 5 years?
I don't even think about it because once you start thinking about it, then everything else starts coming with that.
Yeah, what's it mean when you guys, as a team, put it all together like that, jump out of the gate like that, and you see everything start to click?
Then you see what full force we are. I think on both sides of the ball tonight, I don't think we had a perfect game. So, I'm curious to see what the perfect game was like.
Is that the exciting part of this one, is that there's still things you guys can improve on?
I think so. We can stop teams from keep less points off the board, and, our offense, I'm sure, can score more. So, it's just kind of one of those factors where, you want to see it in full force. We try to improve to make sure as we perfect everything.
What kind of a statement does this make that you guys win your SEC home opener by 30?
When you get playing the SEC, any team can win any given Saturday, so I don't really think, it makes a statement that we're here, but, at the same time, anytime a team comes in here, they don't really care about who you beat the week before. This full go.
How important is this one for those young guys? They get to play and play a lot of snaps against a first-team offense. How big is that for a young guy?
I think it's very big. It's kind of funny to see them get ready to go on the field. They ask questions. I'm like, man, just play ball. And you just go out there, and then It'll turn into high school eventually. I mean, just like you thought about it in high school, it's faster up pace right now. So, I mean, you just got to be able to react to it.
Moreland talked about tonight being personal after what they did to you all last year. Can you talk about that and how motivating that was really for you guys?
I mean, like I said before, I mean, they definitely came out and they definitely beat the brakes off us defensively. I mean, they rushed for like 400 yards. I think Nick Fitzgerald became the all-time leading rusher in the SEC last year during this game. So, I mean, you think about that stuff, you got 365 days that are sitting on your mind. But, you know, when you're counting to roll around and we all made the decision to come back, and, you know, our focus is to play in the SEC. We play on the hardest side. We play in the hardest conference in the nation. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, playing the SEC West, you know, ball down. They're going to run the ball.
And where you're at now, what do you think? Where this team is?
I think we got a long way to go. I mean, I want to see it at its full perfection if we can do this tonight.
How impressed have you been with Bo's development and ability just to be comfortable, and the game has really, like, slowed down really
fast? Like, I just let Bo do what he does. Like, because at the end of the day, I said, like, he's not a regular freshman, and he just continues to, like, progress each week. And, like, it impresses me a lot, just him just being able to grow up and, like, learn a lot of things on the run.
How important is for him keeping the ball early to kind of loosen up that defense a little bit, like, when they're not keying on Bo being the other part of the backs?
You know, man, it's just a great enough thing you got to worry about when on the offensive standpoint, we got great wide receivers, we got a great running backs, and now you got a great quarterback. You got to worry about all these things. So, like, the keys of the defense is going to be like a little bit hectic. You got to worry about all those different pieces.
How much of that, those last, especially 3 weeks, were you guys kind of mixing in those schemes up front? How much has that made a difference?
Oh, man, you can just go back and look at our runs against, like, good defenses, like, just mixing in a whole bunch of different zones and gap. It just helps out our offense a lot.
How'd you guys stay focused when you jumped out to such a quick early lead?
Man, because our mindset was like we got embarrassed last year, so we wanted to return the favor. And like, I just went into the locker room, the leaders, and we just told them, like, treat the game like a 0-0. And that was our mindset.
How do you prepare mentally to go on the road the entire month of October?
You just take it one game at a time. Our next game is Florida. That's the only one we focus about. That's it.
That early start, you get the fumble on the kickoff return, just kind of builds some momentum. How important is that to kind of have one of those nights?
We talked about the Coach Marzon priest, like, getting turnovers to get us in good field position. And, like, once we got the turnover, we just knew we had to execute on offense, put it in the end zone, and just, like, you know, get things going.
Is that what you knew was this offense was capable of?
Yeah, I knew that it was capable. And, like, we took a lot of heat on our side of the ball because a lot of people don't know what goes on again in our offensive side of the ball. Like, certain things have to work in a certain way. If not, the whole thing's not going to work. So just being able to execute on all levels and click on all levels is, like, a great one.
What does it say about this offense? You guys can get the ball to a number of players. Y'all can do, you know, those gap runs, those zone runs. Y'all just doing kind of everything and spreading it around pretty well so far.
We're just doing whatever it takes to win, man. You know, we're just proud. You know, we're trying to, like, every week we're trying to reduce our self-inflicted wounds, in which we try to reduce each week, and just continue to, like, harp on what coach is, like, building on. And we just go out there and coach call the plays. All we have to do is execute them, and, like, we'll just go from there.
Last week, the country, you know, noticed that y'all made a statement in College Station. Obviously, made a statement tonight. How do you guys feel about this going on the road for a month?
I say, stay humble. Don't get conceited, and let these wins just get our heads. Like, you know, we got to stay level-headed and continue to work the way we work. Have another good week of practice and just keep our heads level.
Does it concern you to play this many road games in a short, like, span?
Nah, it's part of the deal, you know. Playing SEC ball, you know, you're going to have to go on the road and win a game. That's part of winning a championship. You got to go on the road. So I feel like us as a team, we're looking forward to it.
Muscle Shoals High School?
Yes, ma'am.
How proud are you that your team's doing so well this year?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. We played our rival Florence last night. We won, and my little brother, he actually got a pick. And I was on FaceTime with my mom watching when he did it, so it was great. Just seeing that they're also undefeated, and they should.
You think they're real this year too?
Yeah. Like, that's what I was about to say. I feel like they'll win it all this year. We got a lot of good players on our team.
You need to get some of those top recruits to come to Auburn then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's the mindset of this team like, knowing that this is the last home game until November?
We're just ready to get back to work. You know, we're not worried about home away. Like Coach Steele said, we can play somebody in the parking lot. We just got to go out there and do our job. And we're looking forward to going out on the road and playing to our best ability.
From week one, where do you think you've improved the most in the team in general?
Just getting back out there, because week one, I really wasn't all the way back just from my injury. So now I'm starting to get my groove back and starting to work my way back in the rotation.
just, you know.
Having a home SEC opener like this where you win by 40, what kind of statement does that make?
I feel like it just lets everybody know we're here. You know, I feel like sometimes we're overlooked, but we don't pay any attention to that. We're level-headed, and so we're just letting people know we're here, and we're here to stay.
There are so many weapons out there today, you know. What do you think that does for Bo?
Just lets him be more comfortable in the pocket, just knowing that he has some of the best receivers in the country out there, that he could just throw it up and we'll make a play. Like, we got you. You don't have to worry about anything else.
You talked about starting fast. Do you feel like you're at 100%? You said you thought you might be.
I feel like I'm getting there. Definitely more than last week, but I didn't get a chance to showcase everything, but I feel a little bit. I wasn't as tired today.
Were you surprised you guys had more than 3 times as much passing yardage as last week?
Pretty much, yeah, because, you know, Coach Malzahn, he loves running the ball, but we got the playmakers out there, and then we hit all our big plays, unlike last week. Last week, we could have had the same that we had today, but we hit all our big plays. We caught the ball. We made plays after the catch, and we just got put in the position to succeed also.
We saw you run to the tunnel during the game. Did that have to do with injury?
No, it wasn't anything.
Did you guys spend a lot of time working on the deep ball in practice this past week?
Yeah, pretty much before every practice, we work on the deep ball just to get the timing down and get everything ready. And then we got some plays during 7-on-7 where coach tells him to throw it deep and see if I win. And, of course, I try to win, do my best and win.
Talk about the long pass you caught on the sideline. Is that one of your best plays in the season?
I feel like it is. I put that number 2, of course, behind last week. But should have been a touchdown, but just got down there, got the team ready, got the team in good position to score, and then Boobie took it home.
What was the difference offensively just last week? So you got off to a fast start, Texas A&M, and then score 6 or 7 drives in the first half tonight.
We just have a chip on our shoulder. We just want to go out and dominate everyone we play. And know if we get out to a fast start, that almost no one can keep up with us. And so that's our goal this whole year, just get up to a fast start and then just keep our foot on their neck.
Do you feel like Gus is kind of getting in the as a play caller now that he's back in a few games?
Yeah, he looks like he's having fun out there again. He's not really stressing. He's just doing what he does. You know, he's one of the best play callers in the country. You know, we trust him and we do whatever he wants us to do.
Are you guys getting more and more in tune with him too? Like, are you kind of knowing what he's going to call before he calls him? Is it?
Yeah, we're getting more in time. We have the same meeting for like 3 times in one day, so we all know what's going on. We all know what he's going to call pretty much, and then he'll go over the sideline and he'll say he's about to call this or that, and so we just know. And so we could just go on. We don't got to slow down or anything.
The nation exploded with one of your highlight plays from a couple weeks ago about your speed. Do you think you're the fastest player in college football?
I know I'm the fastest player in college football. That's not on any cocky thing or anything. I know I am. I have the stats to prove it.
Bo's first 300-yard passing game. What have you seen from him, how he's progressed through his first 5 games as a college quarterback?
Just trusting his progression, trusting his reads, trusting his receivers. And in practice, we just try to catch everything so he knows that we got you, so you can just throw it to us. We're going to make a play on it. And if we don't make a play, if it's a bad throw, we got his back. Like, we'll build him up. And then also, we really try to not get him into a position to make a bad throw.